Hey, after we just dedicated Jackson as a baby who's growing up in our church, I want to introduce to you our youth and our kids team. And if our staff, our youth and kids staff, would come and join me on the platform right now, that would be great. As they're coming up to join us, I want to talk about the fact that we have got a passion for the next generation. How many of you want to see the next generation find Jesus and serve Him strongly? Right? This church has a passion for the next generation. I found that in 6 months of pastoring here, that I hear people talking about kids and youth and young adults all of the time. We've got a team that is just absolutely phenomenal that I want to introduce to you. As we get into the fall season, as we go into a new season of reaching our kids and our youth, and in a minute we're going to pray for our kids and our youth, I want you to know this team. And as I'm introducing this team to you, this staff team, I would like Dan to come up with me, and actually, if council, if you can make your way up too, because in a moment we're going to lay hands on them and pray for them. Let's start right here. This is David Chumley. Everybody say hi, David.
Hi, David.
David Chumley has a long history at this church. It's only been the last few months that he has become the high school pastor at the church and also is overseeing all of our next gen efforts. So from cradle all the way to college, this is David Chumley, and he's going to be overseeing all of that. I'm really excited about that. David is a man of God who loves our next generation. And so he's going to lead this team well. And in a minute, we're going to pray for him and over him. This is Elizabeth Ewens. Everybody knows Elizabeth. Say hello. And Elizabeth is overseeing. She has made a shift in her assignment, though still a very strong part of what we're doing, is overseeing and building our nursery and our preschool area. So thank you for doing that. We're really excited about this next season. Right over here is Tiffany Wortley. Everybody say hi, Tiffany. Tiffany is our new elementary kids pastor. Her full focus is on elementary school kids, and that's a good thing, yeah. Tiffany's been with us a couple of weeks. She comes to us from Fresno, California, had worked at a church called Florence Avenue before, and she's here to just help our elementary kids get to know Jesus really well. And we're going to pray for her in a minute. Right over there is Harold Zim. Oh, excuse me. Harold Zimbroni. Everybody say hi, Harold. Harold is our junior high pastor. And if you don't know, you should be praying for our junior high pastor, because junior high kids are a handful. But this guy loves junior high kids like nobody I've ever seen. I used to be a junior high pastor, so Harold is very close to my heart. And I love you, man. And we're going to be praying for you in a minute and continuing to pray for you. Finally, this is Audrey Kokar. Everybody say hi, Audrey.
Hi.
Audrey is overseeing our efforts to, some of you may not know this, but we actually have an after-school program. We reach the kids in our neighborhood as they come to our campus to grow in their, not only their academic skills, but just learn something about Jesus. And that's a really good thing. We are reaching kids all over the neighborhood. We've had kids get saved. We've had kids get baptized in the Spirit. We sent a bunch of kids to camp this summer from our neighborhood. And Audrey gets to be the spearhead of that whole program. That's a really great thing, right? Let's celebrate that. You and I believe so much in the next generation, and we need a team of people. This team represents the paid staff that oversee a much larger team of people that are discipling our kids. And if in any of these areas, in nursery or preschool or elementary, junior high, high school, or in our after-school program, if you would feel like the Lord would put it on your heart that you should be a part of helping serve the next generation and raise them up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord to help the next generation be raised up to know Jesus and to walk in His way, we want to encourage you that you could volunteer for one of these areas. We'll tell you how to do that later, next week, the week after. But if right now the Lord would put it on your heart and you think, I've got to volunteer for this right now, you could even take your bulletin and in the little tear-off, you could just write down that you're interested in volunteering, put your phone number, and we will call you this week. I'm going to ask Pastor Dan Hicks to pray over this team and the church council to pray over this team, particularly the two new ones that we've got here with us. And we're going to pray that the Lord would bless them this school year as they reach out and as they engage this next generation for Jesus. Let's pray together.
Let's just first of all together just say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We just say thank you, Jesus.
Thank
what a wonderful,
you, Jesus.
Wonderful team. Father, we do come before you this morning in the name of your Son, Jesus, and we thank you. We thank you for the provision of the uniqueness of the gifts of this team.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I thank you that you have called us together. And that, Lord, in that togetherness, there is something that will happen that could not happen otherwise because of the unity and the binding together that happens as this team works under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, for each member of the team.
Yes.
We pray for Josh, and we pray, Lord, for Harold, and we pray for David and Elizabeth and Tiffany and Audrey, each one, Lord, who represents a different facet of reaching to our kids and our children. But in particular, we pray, Lord, for David and for Tiffany as they are new among us. Mm-hmm. Father, I pray that you would release upon them the spirit of Issachar.
Yes.
Who knew what to do and Hallelujah. Understood the generation they were a part of.
Lord.
Pray that, God, you would give them that kind of wisdom. That this team would serve with the heart of David.
Yes, Lord.
That comes hard after you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that Jesus, each one of them, would be represented like a Joseph who knew nothing but the favor of God
Hallelujah.
In everything that they do.
Yes, Lord,
I pray that your Holy Spirit would rest strong upon them.
Yes,
give
Lord.
Them insight. Let them see the things that other people are not seeing, and give them great grace and their favor that lasts for a lifetime from your hand, Lord, in serving the next generation. Let them be strong leaders among us,
Hallelujah.
And let us support and strengthen and partner with them, each one. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 We thank this team that's leading our kids.
Hallelujah.
As they exit the platform, in fact, as we've been praying for our kids and our youth, we've got kids and youth in this place that are going back to school on Tuesday. That's when LA Unified heads back to school. How many of you know that the school system is a mission field, right? We've got kids that are going back to school, and there are people surrounding them that don't know Jesus, and those that are heading into public school especially, we're going to pray for. Now, there are those in private school and homeschool. We're going to pray for all of them because this school year can be a year where Jesus gets a hold of their life and flows through them to reach their neighbors, to reach the people that they're surrounded by, including their schools. And so if you are going back to school, if you're in elementary school, junior high school, college, would you stand to your feet right now? Stand to your feet. If you're heading back to school, not just this Tuesday, but this semester, this next fall. Go ahead and stand up. Everybody look around. Here are our kids. All right? Yep. And we love them. We love them. Stay standing. As we're going to pray for you in just a minute, just know that we're praying for our schools. We got a whole generation of kids in school, and they need to know Jesus. And so to that end, we actually have a couple of organizations that have tables out in our courtyard. Christian Educators Association International is a team of people that comes together to support our school teachers as they seek to express Jesus' love in a dark world. We also have a table for Good News Bible Clubs. And Good News Clubs are trying to establish Christian Bible Clubs on every campus, public school campus in our city. And if you're interested in finding out about that, you can talk to them out at the table. But I'm going to ask our pastor, David Chumley, who's pastoring over all of these. I want to ask him to pray for the kids. And as he prays, I'm going to actually ask you to stand. Lay your hands on the nearest kid around you if you can get to him. And we're going to pray for you guys. Okay, David?
So everyone go ahead and stand up and find one of those students and lay your hands on them. It's very significant that even though you're not going to school, we're in this together.
Yeah.
We get to pray and bless our young people. Lord God, thank you so much for all of these students, Lord, from the first kids going into kindergarten and elementary school, Lord, through our junior highers and high schoolers and college students. Thank you, Lord, for the place that you've put them. Lord God, public schools or private or homeschool, in all of those places, Lord, we know that they are called to be a shining example for you.
Lord.
So, Lord God, we bless them. We pray that this year, Lord God, that they would sense so deeply that you are with them.
Yes.
Lord, that as they start school and the nervousness or anxiety of stepping into a new situation, Lord, first and foremost, we pray that they would know that your Holy Spirit is with them. Lord God, they would feel comforted and know, Lord, they are not alone.
Yes.
They are living for you, Lord God, and you are with them. And then, Lord, every place that they go, we pray that they would be an example for you. Thank you for sending them there, Lord. It's not by mistake or random. You have placed them there in each one of these schools. So, Lord God, we pray that they would carry your life to that whole dark place around them, Lord God, that the surrounding would know, God, your love because they are there. We bless these students, and Lord God, we pray that they would do their best that they can at their studies, Lord God, so that they would be working as for you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That they would do a good job because it pleases you and do the best with what you have given them. Lord, and in all ways, we just pray that this school year would be remarkable.
Yeah.
You would do great things in these students and also through them. Thank you, Lord God, for this part of our family. For this part of your family that we're in touch with, Lord God. We love you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We love our kids. We love our kids much. Go ahead and take a seat. We love our kids much. We care about our schools. We care about this city. Folks, there are millions of people in this city who don't know Jesus that need to know him. And so many of them are engaged in our school systems. We're praying for Christian teachers and administrators. We want to pray for the schools that are in our neighborhoods. In fact, if you have a school that's close to you, I would encourage you to go out, find some time this week as school's getting ready to start again. Just take a walk. Take a prayer walk around your school. Pray that the Lord would use Christians to express his light in our school system. Go find a school near you. Now, we found a school near us. You get out on Sherman Way and start heading that way, and you go right by Hazeltine Elementary School over and over and over again. In fact, I joke that you could go outside in the parking lot and throw a rock, and if you have a good enough arm, you'd hit Hazeltine Elementary School. This morning, we have the principal of Hazeltine Elementary School, who is a Christian also, joining us today. Seth, could you come on up? This is Seth Avery, and how long have you been the principal at Hazeltine Elementary School?
Good morning, everyone. I've been the principal at Hazeltine for the last 3 years.
Okay, 3 years. Can you just tell us, I mean, this school is right here. I mean, we pass it all the time. Maybe some people don't even know. They're going to think, oh, today when I go home, I'm going to go find out what that is. But can you tell us a little bit about your school?
Well, our school has a special mission, as it is with public schools. We serve everyone.
Yeah.
We have around 800 students. A lot of our students are, there's an 88% high poverty index for our school. We have a lot of English learners, a lot of immigrant families, and we have the privilege of just observing miracles every day as these students achieve and show what they're capable of.
Yeah. We believe that Jesus in us expresses his kingdom life, and we see wholeness happening everywhere. Sometimes that happens. It's always supernatural. Sometimes it's very evidently supernatural. And sometimes the wholeness comes as we bring kids life. The enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy. Anything that brings life and health and wholeness is of the Lord. Amen? And so we believe that as a church, because that's the school in our backyard, that we ought to adopt Hazeltine Elementary School. We ought to adopt it in prayer. We ought to adopt it by serving it. We ought to adopt it, some of us, by volunteering. We want to get involved somehow. How can we get involved?
Well, you know, if you were to ask me what my vision of what a school should have would be, I would say you need to start with a full-time counselor, full-time nurse, full-time librarian, computer lab tech. You need to have all the services for these students, PE teacher, arts teacher. And unfortunately, what's happened with public education is that the funding has gone away. It's barely starting to come back. And schools in more affluent areas are able to ask their parents, hey, give $500 each. And they use that money to bridge that gap. But every year, I'm placed in the position of saying, what do I need more, a nurse or a counselor? Do I want to just take what the do I want to have the library open or the computer lab open? And the funding, like I said, is starting to come back. This year, we're opening our library for the first time in 5 years. We're trying to encourage kids to read, and we have a library that hasn't been open. I got the computer lab open on my third year, this last year at Hazeltine, and I'm really proud of that. But, you know, we still have a nurse 2 days a week, and kids get lice every day or have bloody noses or have issues every day, and it's, you know, it's very difficult. So I would just say that, you know, if your heart's being drawn to volunteer, we need people to work in the nurse's office. We need people to read with our first grade students. That's something that's a passion of mine, just someone to be in the room for an hour, listen to every student read. We need 6 volunteers to do that. We need people to help us get our library together now that we're opening it. And we always need any kind of financial contribution, and that doesn't have to be money. That can be through school supplies that we give to our students. And I do want to acknowledge and thank Church on the Way, because even though we're announcing this today, you guys have already given us numerous spiral-bound notebooks that we've distributed to our students and backpacks. So I want to acknowledge that and thank you all for what you've done for Hazeltine Elementary already. So I just want to say that any contribution that you can help us with, either goes, it's something that we couldn't get otherwise, or it's something that will make it so we don't have to spend our, we can spend our supply budget on more librarian time as opposed to books, so, or to notebooks. So whatever you can contribute would be great. And finally, I just want to tell you, since you're all here, Ralph's has got a community rewards program. And starting September 1st, if you have a Ralph's card, you can go online and link it to Hazeltine. It won't cost you anything, but we'll get a check every month when people shop at Ralph's. So starting September 1st.
That's great. This is a good-sized church, and like I said, a lot of you may be involved in your own schools, in your own communities, and we celebrate that and we encourage it. But I think that as a church corporately, we could get a big win by saying, that's our school. And as I've been praying around the neighborhood, as I walk and I drive around this neighborhood, and I pray for the hundreds and even sometimes thousands around this square mile of kids that are in these apartments around us and homes around us, and I've been praying about how do we reach these kids. When the Lord started opening up my heart to this connection and this relationship, I realized that one of the keys to reaching our children is by working through, loving them through the elementary school around here. This is where all of our kids go. And so we want to not only pray for Hazeltine and Seth, we also want to give and be part of the provision, part of what God would do there. You all have a kind of a scroll that was on your seat. And in that scroll is a list of, there we go, here's one of them. It looked like this. Now hold on to the string because you're going to need it in a couple of minutes. But the paper actually listed out some materials that are needed for Hazeltine Elementary School that we're going to be collecting over the next few weeks. Also some things and ways you can volunteer. And we'd love it if you had the ability and some time to volunteer. That would be a great way of serving our community and expressing Jesus' love in a way that would really make a difference. And so this morning, I've asked Tiffany Wortley, our new elementary school kids pastor, to join us and to pray over Seth as we pray for Hazeltine Elementary School and what can happen there. So Tiffany, if you join us and take the mic, and if we can all reach out our hands towards Seth, we're going to identify with him, this brother in the Lord, and we're going to pray for his school.
Lord, we lift up the kids of our city to you. And Lord, this morning we lift up specifically Hazeltine Elementary.
Hallelujah.
God, yes, we know that you love those kids even more than we do. But today we partner together, God, and we lift them up to you.
Yes.
And Lord, we ask that this year a move of God would be seen
Hallelujah.
On that campus. Lord, that
yes,
as Seth
God.
Said, there's miracles through them learning. God, may there be even more. This year we ask that such a mighty move would begin in the hearts of the kids, in the hearts of the family,
Hallelujah.
The teachers, the staff, the faculty, that people would be in awe, that people would begin to wonder what is happening at Hazeltine Elementary. And Lord, specifically we lift up Seth. God,
Hallelujah.
I just pray right now
yes,
for
Lord.
Strength.
God,
yes, that he
Lord.
Would have supernatural strength
Thank
inside
you,
of him. Lord, that he would not grow weary in doing good,
Thank
but
you,
he
Lord.
Would continue to move forward knowing that you are in him, you are helping him, that he is doing what you have called him to
yes,
do.
Lord,
we ask also for peace. God, for peace and protection on his life,
Hallelujah.
That there would be no schemes Jesus and plans of the enemy that would be
yes,
able to prosper.
Lord.
Lord, that he would be surrounded by you, that
That's
campus
right.
would be surrounded by you,
yes,
by your
Lord.
Angels, by your presence.
Hallelujah.
God, that nothing of the enemy would prosper
yes.
there, that no weapon formed against them would
In
prosper,
Jesus
Lord, but it would be you in that place.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we pray blessing over them. God, blessing over Seth. God, as he gives his life to serve them, may you give give back to him 100-fold. May he begin to see the resources he needs, the support he needs, that people would come alongside him and lift his hands when he grows tired. Lord, that every need he has in mind would be met and then some. Jesus. That he would be overwhelmed by your goodness, yes, by your heart for the school, your heart for the kids. Hallelujah. Lord, may we begin to see you moving even more than you already have in that, yeah, school. We thank you for what you're doing, for what you have in store for them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Seth. Appreciate it. Amen. Yeah. Let's thank Seth together. We're going to keep praying for that school. We're going to keep loving the schools around us. Everybody take this string. We got one more thing going on. And as you do, ushers are going to come forward. And as you're taking the string with one hand and making sure you have a hold of that, prepare your tithes and offerings. As you can see, there's a lot that our church does for the next generation, for the community. We want to express Jesus' life to our culture. And it's not limited to the next generation. Part of your giving helps us together to unified, in a corporate sense, in a congregational sense, be able to serve people and express Jesus' love to them. So Lord, we come before you and we thank you for the opportunity to give, for the opportunity to be generous, Lord, that we are generous people that make up a generous church. We want to continue to extend generosity so that we would be open to your blessing, not just so that we can be blessed, so that we can be a blessing. Lord, we give for that reason, and we give because you are good and you call us to. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's receive our offerings. And as you're giving, again, I want you to take this string out. And here's how we're going to wrap up the morning. Isaiah chapter 40, 31 says this: they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. In fact, let's start and let's read it all together, okay? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. All right. We have been in a season of pause. Everybody say that with me. Pause. We've been waiting on the Lord. We've been listening to Him. We've been seeking His face for our church. By the way, we're still waiting. Amen? We're still waiting. I've talked to some people in the last week that go, man, I can't wait till the 10th of August because we're going to be done with pause and we're going to be ready to get back to business as usual. Folks, there is no more business as usual. Okay? We're going to continue to seek the Lord and be on our face saying, Lord, what do you want? I don't want to ever say, well, this is just what we do. Let's continue to hear the Lord. Amen? Amen. No more business as usual, but there will be an end to the pause season and an expression of what God is calling us to be and do. But we have been waiting on the Lord. And I want to talk about this word wait for just about 4 minutes, and then we're going to wrap up this morning. But the word wait in Isaiah 40:31 comes from the Hebrew word kavah, which means to bind together by twisting. And it's a picture of a cord or a rope that's made by twisting together individual small little strands. Another definition of that same word would be strong or robust. I want you to look at this little rope, this little string you have, and recognize that it's not just one string, that it's made up of a lot of little strings. You can see at the very end of it, all of the little 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 10, maybe or so little strings that are bound together to make something strong. These strings are of little use by themselves. They can't hold anything. They would break as soon as you touch them. But as soon as they're bound together in one cord or even a rope being twisted together, there is a unified cord and there is a strong cord, and strength results. The context of this verse in Isaiah is strength. The strength of eagle's wings, the strength to run and not get weary, the strength to walk and not faint. So unless we wait upon the Lord, unless we come before Him, unless we're bound together with Him, we lack any real strength. We come before the Lord and saying, God, I need the strength of the Lord. Does anybody need the strength of the Lord this morning? Well, the Bible says if we wait on Him, we start to become bound together, woven together with the Lord. And in and of ourselves, there really isn't strength. But with the life and power of the Holy Spirit bound to our lives, there's great strength. Amen? Amen. Great strength comes as we're woven together with the Lord. And it's when I connect deeply to the Lord through trusting Him that I come together and I'm woven together with Him. If I don't learn to wait on the Lord to be absolutely integrated and tied in with Him, then I'm never going to enjoy living in the strength of the Lord. And I'm telling you, that's a simple word, but it's powerful and profound and beautiful. But I have one final thought about this word and about this thought and about waiting on the Lord and about being woven together with Him. It's this. When we're woven together with Jesus, we're also called to be woven together with one another. That it's not just us and Jesus that makes a strong cord, but it's us and Jesus and one another that provides the kind of strength that God has called us to. The collective strength of being bound together with other individuals who are also woven together with the Lord makes for the kind of strength in a group that not only can't be broken, but that's effective for kingdom purposes because of the strength the Lord brings to us as we work together. Unity brings blessing and impact. Let's say that together. Unity brings blessing and impact. And that has been one of the keys to this pause season, is that we're to be unified with the Lord, and we're called to be unified with each other. We had hundreds upon hundreds of people on Wednesday night gather in groups and homes, and after we're dismissed, you, if you hang out a little bit, you'll see a lot of the pictures that were taken in those times. I heard two great things about those times together. Number one was we prayed strong for an hour and God showed up. That's a good thing. Amen? Number two was, and after we were done praying, we just hung out for an hour and a half, for 2 hours, and we talked and we fellowshiped and we loved each other. Folks, that's the church in action. Praying and unified, loving each other together. There's something strong about that. And that's part of what God's been calling us to in this pause season. And it doesn't stop, because the call to our church is to know and love Jesus deeply and to know and love one another in unity and the strength that comes from Him to impact our world. That's why we are praying for the kids and for our youth team and for the school. We believe that Jesus has equipped us. He has filled us. He has given us His power and His Spirit. Not just so we can enjoy it, but so that we can absolutely see our world transformed in His life and power. Is anybody interested in that kind of Christianity? Because I am. I want to see the world change, and He's given us the ability to do it. So here's what I want you to do now. Take your string and separate one string out. Just take one string if you can. For those of us who our eyes aren't so good anymore, it's a little bit difficult to maybe take one. You'll end up grabbing two or three, but try to take one and just separate it out. Now take that string and try really hard, that one little string, try really hard to break it, okay? How many of you broke it real easy? Real easy, right? Now, just tug on the bigger piece. See how strong it is, okay? It's not so easy to break, right? I know you can. If you try really hard, don't do this. Watch me do it. If you try really hard, you can break it. But here's what I want you to do. Get together with one or two other people and put your strings together and tie them together. Weave them together. Kind of twist them together. Go ahead and do that right now. Find a couple of people around you. Twist your strings together. And as you twist it together into one string, give it to the strongest person in your group and have them try to break all two or three or four of those together. See if they can do it. See if they can do it. So go ahead and stop. That was a great exercise. Here's the point. Our lives together with Jesus are strong. Our lives together with Jesus and one another is even stronger. God calls us to that kind of unity and that kind of strength. And where that strength happens is when we stop and we wait on the Lord. God desires to not only do this among us, but inside of each of us. He wants to do that in our church, but He also wants to be strong in us. And He made that possible. He made that possible through Jesus' death and resurrection. We are lone strings without Jesus that are easily broken and bent and damaged by the enemy. Jesus comes and says, "Let me wind my strength around you so the enemy can't get to you." And we come to the cross of Jesus Christ and we say, "Lord, I don't have it in and of myself to know you, to love you, to follow you, to make you Lord, to have eternal life. I don't have that. And Jesus, you came to give me eternal life. You came to forgive me of all of my sins. You came to free me from the power of the enemy. You came to bring strength that comes from the Holy Spirit. You came to energize my life so that I could walk in eternal life and full life, the life you created me to walk with you." That's why Jesus died for you. And He rose again, proving that He was who He said He was, proving that the blood of Jesus was enough to save us from our sins, proving that we could walk in that eternal life too. And I want to ask you, if you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ, if you have not given Him your life, if you have not said, "Lord, I want to be woven together with you, I want to give you a chance to know Him." And Lord, we come before you now and we ask that you, as you've been speaking to our hearts this morning, as we predicted, there was a lot of noise and there was a lot of joy and there was a lot of celebration. But Lord, right now you're calling people to you. And we ask that they would respond to you with all of their heart, with all that they are, that they wouldn't just say, lift up their hand and say, "I want Jesus to be a friend," but that they would open up their heart and say, "I want Jesus to be my Lord. I want Him to be in charge." Now, if you want Jesus to be in charge, I want you to put your hand up and say, "I want Jesus to be in charge." Now, wait, hold on. Let me repeat that. Let me clarify it. Hopefully all of us would put our hand up and say, "I want Jesus to be in charge." If you have not ever said, "I want Jesus to be in charge. I want Him to be the Lord. I want to give my life to Him. I want to turn my way to the Lord. I want to open up my heart to be born again in the Holy Spirit. I want to let Jesus save me from my own way and my sin." If you want to give your life to Jesus this morning for the first time, would you put your hand up and say, "That's me, and I want to agree with you. I agree with you, little girl. Absolutely." Who else would say, "I want to know Jesus. I see you and agree with you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I agree with you. That's right. I see you." Is there anybody else who would say, "I'm giving my life to Jesus for the first time"? Raise your hand. I see you back there. A whole family right there. I agree with you. Church, let's celebrate as people are receiving Jesus. Yes, I see you right there. I see you. Yeah. And you know what? I didn't even ask us all to bow our heads and close our eyes. We are doing this in public view of everybody. We're saying, "I want to know Jesus." Is there anybody else that would say, "I want to know Jesus today and give Him my heart"? I see you right back there. Okay, is there anybody else? Right in the very back row, both of you, I agree with you. I agree with you right there in that row. I agree with you. Anybody else? Right in the very back row, there and there and there and there. Wow, it feels like the whole back row is getting saved. That's awesome. Yes, I agree with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else you would say, "I need to know Jesus. I got to give Him my heart today. I'm turning to Him"? Hallelujah. Let's do this together. Folks, there were so many people that said yes to Jesus. Let's all join with them as we pray this prayer. Repeat after me. And if you raised your hand saying, "I need to know Jesus," pray this from your heart. Dear Lord Jesus,